A team of scientists from Charles University and the University of Oxford have developed a new computer translation program called Qubit. After testing how the program compared with its human counterparts, the team published a paper in the prestigious Nature Communications Journal, claiming that it challenges the long-held view that computers can't translate as well as human beings. Tom McEncroe asked the main author of the study, Martin Poppel from Charles University's Faculty of Maths and Physics, just why Qubit is so significant.
Our study was the first one which fairly compared the quality of a human translation, professional agency of English to Czech translation, and compared it with the quality of machine translation. And we tried to have this comparison fair, so we compared the translation of whole articles, these are news articles. And we showed that the adequacy, which means the preserving of text meaning, is significantly higher than in the professional agency, while the fluency of the machine translation was slightly lower. So there are multiple dimensions of the quality, and in some dimensions, the machine translation is already better on average.
I understand that Qubit works on the principle of machine learning, if I'm correct, but that's nothing really new. So what's sort of new about this program?
So it's now the modern type of machine learning is deep learning or neural networks with many parameters which need to be trained on powerful hardware for several weeks. But even this is not new. These techniques are used today by Microsoft Translator or Google Translate and other online services. So we had to have the best technology, but also some special know-how. And our innovation is a special way of balancing the training sources. So we use both authentic English Czech training data, but we also use monolingual Czech data, which we translate to English, and train the English to Czech translation on this so-called synthetic data, but we balance it in a special way with the authentic data.
How much do you expect Qubit or systems based on this program you've developed? I imagine there'll be sort of later systems developed further. How much do you expect them to affect the daily life of people or perhaps certain professions such as translations themselves?
I'm not exactly sure. It's already affecting our lives. The quality has improved a lot in the last few years for the publicly available services, but it's still improving further. So I should stress out that we focus on the quality of news translation. We are not talking about fiction or poetry. So I think that these fields are definitely, they are much more difficult to translate by machines. And we still need humans, and it's invaluable. But for some purposes, definitely, where we had to use human translators before, now these can be substituted by machine translation with very nice results.
Are you working on a project to make Qubit not just a test program or a sort of research program, but also a commercial program?
Yes. So we already offer it for public use for non-commercial purposes for free at our website, lindat.cz/qubit. But we are also cooperating with several companies and looking for commercial use, yes.